Hello, this is Sanchez.
Hi, Sanchez. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your current marketing team. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. So we spoke back in December. You asked me to give you a call regarding the Yelp ads conversation. Do you remember talking with me about the Yelp ads?
Yes, I remember that.
And you wanted me to call you back. I called you in January, and then you told me to call you again in February because you were looking at getting the Yelp ads set up and moving forward for the new year to give it a chance.
Yes, and it's kind of hard to tell you go ahead and do it because unless I kind of cancel Google and then use Yelp, it'll be hard to keep both, paying for both things.
Mm-hmm. Well, the idea of adding something is so that it pays for itself in order to generate more revenue as long as you can handle more clients.
Right.
Right.
Is this something like you're going to, guarantee that I will get more? Because I tried with Angie,
mm-hmm.
and at the beginning they started sending me pretty decent amount of clients,
mm-hmm.
and then it's been decreasing,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes there are days, 2 days, 4 days that I don't get any leads, nothing from them.
Mm-hmm.
With Yelp, and I'm paying straight to Yelp. So
Yelp right now?
Yeah, I have a budget of $300 with them.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're already paying Yelp directly, then you're not going to get the boost promotion with us. You'd have to increase it. The last time we spoke, I don't think that was the case with the Yelp. Things have kind of changed for you, huh?
No. Actually, I've been with Yelp for a long time. And,
okay.
So when I don't, I know how this thing works now, because mm-hmm. I know that on Google is, let's say from Splash,
mm-hmm.
it's like Google, it's like they rotate the business to put it on the front page on the
mm-hmm.
businesses. Because I noticed when I went in the let's say the top 10, I get a lot more customers, and then when I'm not being displayed on the first page, I noticed that it's not, I don't get that many.
Well, your Google local listing stays on the first page, but with the Google ads, it does do things a little bit differently. However, Yelp is completely different the way that works. So it kind of goes into a queue and it's going to filter through. But if you're already paying Yelp directly, then it's not going to work for us to run your Yelp ads. So it's not going to be a good fit for you.
Oh, so, let's say even if I canceled my business on Yelp.
Well, if you cancel your business with Yelp on your end, you wouldn't be eligible for the boost promo unless you spent more. So you'd have to spend almost like $800 in order to make it work.
Oh, wow. No. Because last time you told me it was like $500.
Yeah, it was. But I wasn't aware that you were paying your own Yelp ads. So when you're paying your own Yelp, okay. So if say you had not paid anything in Yelp ads in 6 months, then you're eligible for the boost promotion, which is the extra $100, and you're eligible for us to run the campaign. Now, we can run the campaign for you. That's not a problem, but you have to spend so much in order for it to be profitable, okay? Meaning you have to spend over what you were spending with them. Does that make sense?
Yes, I thought it was like Because on Google, we did a kind of the same thing. I was paying campaigns. And then when I enrolled with Splash, so what we did is I canceled those Google campaign I was paying myself, and then I gave the authority on
local
Splash
okay.
to run
so
the
I just messaged our work, our agent, and she said, yes, we could do the $4.99 if you want to do the $4.99 program, and we can still do that, and we can manage it for you. It won't be anything extra, but you just won't get the extra $100 in promotional ads because you have to cancel your campaign. That's for basically for the new clients who are signing up, if that kind of makes sense.
Okay.
But
yeah,
we can honor
the
$4.99
really
if you want to give it a shot, yes.
Because, yeah, I really want to, like, Yelp is not doing so bad to me because so I have the $300 budget.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I know I pay for clicks and leads and calls.
Mm-hmm.
Through the whole month, I would say it's doing good. I don't have that many complaints. Sometimes the complaint is that message, like say the leads, they go through me and then I contact them through messages because sometimes they don't put in the phone number to call. It's like they don't have play and even if I do it immediately, I contact them immediately. It's,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that message goes through or what happens, because they don't contact me back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know, like I said, if it's going through or not or what's happening. Because
Well, we have the
I'm
ability.
Always on my phone. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking at this, and she put here in the notes that that we can definitely increase the profile and make it look better because the profile upgrades, you're not using the profile upgrades, and that can hurt your cost per lead as well as the profile, meaning the number of calls that you're receiving. So we'll get in there. We'll take a look at it. We will enhance it and optimize it. We're going to make it look better, and we're going to use all the profile enhancements, and that's going to bring you better qualified leads.
And how does the lead pool come to me? Through messages?
It comes through the Yelp messaging app, yes. And they also have the ability to call and text you directly, but it does come through the Yelp messaging app.
So it'll be kind of the same thing that I'm getting now. It's kind of because I got
better,
the message from Yelp.
Mm-hmm. But do you use the Yelp messaging app through the Yelp business app?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's when a lead gets to me, comes
mm-hmm.
through the Yelp business app.
Right. Right. And sometimes they can call or text if they want to, but we do include that.
Yes.
The Yelp messaging is of supreme importance. And the reason why is because that's how like a lot of clients choose to connect with you directly. Specifically for the appliance repair, our clients are seeing a really great return on investment with this program. Appliance repair, junk removal, and also for painting. But appliance repair is the top one.
Yes, and I have the option also on Yelp to increase my budget for,
mm-hmm.
let's say, if I increase to, so I have $300 budget,
mm-hmm.
and I increase it to $400,
mm-hmm.
I think that they said I will get what, around $140, I don't remember right now, leads.
Right.
Per,
so what I'm looking
lead.
At your profile right now, what's missing on your profile is management. So right now the competitors are showing on your page Spring Air, MG, M&M Equipment Company, Daniel's Home Services, Ladders and Things. These companies are currently showing on your profile because you don't have the profile enhancements and you're not using them properly. Also, just the layout of the page, making sure that it's set up properly. Just these few changes right here is going to give you a better return on investment, more calls, better qualified calls. In addition to that, when it's being promoted directly by Local Splash with the Yelp platform, it's going to run in conjunction with the other services of the things that we're providing you.
So, okay, so you're going to manage my profile on Yelp.
Mm-hmm. And you'll pay us, we will filter it through, and we're going to revamp your page and make sure that it has everything it needs.
And you think it's going to
increase? I do.
I'm going to increase my, yeah?
I do believe that, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is, because one thing I like about being with Yelp is that I can pause the campaign whenever I want it, and that's not mm-hmm. possible on Google's Splash. Yes, you charge me monthly, no matter if I'm sick or on vacation. You still charge me the
you can pause
budget
the campaign
that I pay
when
monthly.
You want to. You've never tried to call in and pause the campaign. If you need to pause the campaign, you can pause it whenever you want to. All you have to do is call us and tell us to pause it. We have a pause feature. We've always had
but
a pause feature.
Oh, but if I... I mean, if I don't use it, you still gonna charge me the same, or is, cause that's the main key, you know, when I'm already like full for, let's say the next, 2-3 business days,
mm-hmm.
what I do on Yelp is I pause it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so the budget is not being used.
Right. Well, like I said, you have the ability to pause the campaign whenever you want with Local Splash. You just have to call us and pause it.
Right, but what I mean is that are you going to not or like
when
let's
it's
say
on
I'm paying
pause,
$300
pause
a month.
Weeks. Yeah, say you pause it for 2 weeks. If you pause the campaign for 2 weeks, then it's literally on pause. You're not being charged while it's on pause.
So, okay, so let's say if I pause it for 1 week, how much less are you going to charge me that month?
We don't charge any less. It just pushes the billing out. So if your account is paused, okay, so if you pause the campaign, say you pause the campaign for 6 months, when you return the campaign, it's still the same price point. You just didn't pay for 6 months because it was paused during that time.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's a very long period of time. And like when I say that I pause it on Yelp, it's for 1, 2, 3 days, I pause it. And so those days, they don't send me leads, or they do it organically. But they don't charge me those days.
Right.
So, since you have a fixed, price.
A fixed flat rate.
Yeah, flat rate. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you're gonna like reduce that or those days that I didn't use it.
We're not gonna reduce it, no. But it will increase the calls on
right.
other days because it'll give more budget to the other days. But no, we're not. We don't have a way to decrease the cost once it's rolling like that. You're correct.
Right. Yeah. So if you could have that on Yelp. And if it's going through you, that would be great because that's a good tool to have it.
Yeah, we have the ability to pause the campaign with Local Splash, with the Google ads, with Facebook ads, with all the services. So I don't see why that would be a problem to pause it.
And, well, when you said that if I use it, the budget goes to more calls. So you
on
mean
other
that
days.
You
so,
use that
so
money for the next
yeah
on
so
other
have,
days.
So there's going to be an allotment. Say it's $25 every day. I know that's not realistic, but let's just say the allotment is $25 every day. So if you're paused on Saturday and Sunday, then they're going to stretch that $50 extra out over the other days to bring you, and that's going to bring you more calls.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. Since I still got to think about more of this, yes, it's just, I'm not saying I'm not going to do it, but I got to think about it. I know that I did myself the profile on Yelp, and I could have done it better. But it's cool that I have the, I can post my pictures or remove them whenever I want to. And with Google, I want to remove some vacuums that I'm in, but I'm not able to do it myself. So we got to call you and.
We can take care of it for you.
Yeah.
That's what you're paying us for. Why? You know, to take care of it for you so that it could look nice. If you want to make some changes, I can schedule a call with the technician for you.
Yeah, that's what it makes a little bit complicated because, I don't have access to do it on my own when I have the free time. And I asked that I needed a QR code. So I can give to the customer, and I haven't gotten any response to that.
Okay. Hold on. A QR code for reviews?
QR code for reviews, yes. Mm-hmm. So I can just put it on my business card or like on the front page on the website.
Okay. All right. Okay, so let me look at the calendar here. Give me just a second. I'm going to schedule a call for you so that way we can make sure that it is set properly the way that you like it with no issues, okay? And we can make the changes. So okay, today's calendars. Well, tomorrow morning we have 7:30 a.m. or we could do Wednesday at any time.
What do I have to do when they call me?
I'm sorry, 7:30 is my time. That'll be 10:30 your time. So they're going to call you and they're going to make the changes that you want with the photographs. And I'm going to put in there that you need the QR code for the reviews, and they're going to answer any other questions that you have. Just as you like a diagnostic update on your account, you know?
Yes. It's not possible that I have access to do changes
I don't know if you do or don't, but they'll be able to walk you through that if you do and make any and all changes for you and show you everything. I don't see why you can't make changes within the dashboard on your own. The dashboard, I know that you can make all changes for local/dashboard. And if there's certain pictures you want to show on the Google business profile, things like that, maybe they can just show you how to make the changes. So that's why I want to set up that appointment time so they can talk with you about all of that.
Okay. And you said you got what days available?
I have tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning or any time on Wednesday, starting at 10:30, and the last appointment is at 6:30.
My time?
Correct. Or Thursday or Friday. You let me know what day is best for you.
Yes, if you could do... When is it? Wednesday, 6:30
p.m.
Is that the last appointment you have?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and lock that in. I'm going to remind you, Modesto, that they're going to call you from the 877 phone number. Okay. That way you're aware that that's the number they're calling from. They're not calling from a regular number like I am that's local to you. They're going to call from the 877 number to review that with you and go over everything, okay?
Okay. All right.
The photos on the GBP himself. He wants access. Also, please review the LSD. And then I'm also going to tell them again that you need the QR code for the reviews. Okay? I've notated everything here for you.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Anything else I can help you with?
Well, that's been you've been really helpful, so I think that's it for today. And yeah, I'll give it a thought on that and see if maybe in the future I go through you with this Yelp thing.
Okay.
This Yelp thing.
Well, I sure hope that you'll give it a chance. I know that we can help bring in more clients.
Okay. Thank you very much, then.
Okay. I'll talk with you soon. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, bye.